Ah, woman, woman, woman. Such a weak, deceitful creature. No animal in creation can disobey its instinct. Is yours to be unfaithful? No, your lordship. You will not have her. You will not have her. Just because you're a great nobleman, you think you're a great genius. Being an aristocrat, having money, a position in society, holding public office, all that makes a man so arrogant. What have you ever done for all this wealth? You took the trouble to be born and nothing else. Apart from that, you're rather an ordinary man. And me, God damn it, a nobody, one of the crowd. And I've had to use more skill and ingenuity simply to stay alive than they've expended in 100 years in governing the whole of Spain. And you dare challenge me? There's someone coming. It's her. It's nobody. The night's as dark as hell. And here am I, playing husbands of all the stupid occupations, and I'm not half married yet. Could there be anything stranger than my fate? Son of, I don't know who, carried off by bandits, brought up with their morals. I come to be disgusted by them, despise them, and want to earn an honest living. Everywhere I go, they throw me out. I study chemistry, pharmacy, surgery, with all the influence of a noble lord behind me. The only thing they'll let me practice on is horses. Tired of making poor sick creatures miserable and wanting to do something entirely different, I throw myself with great enthusiasm into the theatre. I wish I tied a boulder around my neck. I knock together a comedy of manners, set in a harem, thinking as a Spanish author I can ridicule Mohammed in it with impunity. Immediately, some ambassador from God knows where complains my couplets are offensive to the Ottoman Empire, Persia, parts of the Indian Peninsula, all of Egypt, the kingdoms of Cyrenaica, Tripoli, Tunis, Algiers, and Morocco. Trembling with terror, I bend to fresh exertions. There's a debate begins about the nature of wealth. And since it isn't necessary to touch a thing in order to discuss it, I set out, stony broke, to write about the value of money and net profits. No sooner have I done so than I observe, from the floor of a hired carriage, a drawbridge being lowered for me, belonging to a fortress, on entering which I abandoned hope and liberty. Tired of feeding a prisoner they've never heard of, they throw me into the street, and since a man has to have his dinner, even when he's not in prison, I sharpen my pen again and ask everybody what the great debate is now. They tell me that during my period of economic restraint, a new free system has been established in Madrid, governing the sale of products, including products of the printing press, and that providing I don't write about the authorities or the church, or politics, or morals, or anybody holding public office, or influential corporations, or the opera, or the other theatres, or mention anyone with any opinion at all, I am at liberty to print anything, subject to it being inspected by 2 or 3 censors. Wishing to take advantage of this glorious liberty, I advertise that I am starting a new paper. I call it The Useless News, thinking I'm not trespassing on anyone else's preserves. Thousands of poor, miserable hacks all up in arms against me for plagiarism. I'm suppressed, and there I am, once more, without employment. Despair was very near to laying hold of me. For a while, I was going to end it all. And then the good Lord calls me back to where I first began. I pack my razors and my strop, and leaving the dreams to the fools that live on them, I go lathering from town to town and live at last without a care in the world. A nobleman is in Seville, Count Almaviva. He recognizes me. I find him a wife, and as a reward for having his, entirely thanks to my exertions, he tries to sail away with mine. What an amazing sequence of events. How did all that happen to me? I've seen everything, done everything, exhausted everything. Then the illusion was destroyed, and I was too disheartened. disheartened. Suzanne. Suzanne, Suzanne. How you make me suffer. I hear footsteps. There's someone coming. This is the moment of the crisis.